you guys can hear, but I'm rocking my 80s. That's how it works. It's either the 80s, or it's the Game of Thrones, or it's a Beautiful Mind soundtrack. Or sometimes I do a little bit of, like I'll do the Boom Boom playlist. Just depends on what's going on. So today is the March. Well, I'm trying to pause this. It's like not wanting to. Today is the March Tribe New Show. And if you are not familiar what Tribe New Show is, it's super easy. We are just going to talk today about all the exciting things that are happening in the month of March here at PNP Tribe. It's my little preview to you as to what's happening. And if y'all are wondering why I look so fabulous today, today's no makeup day. It's Monday. And since tonight is the Facebook Live watch party, so for everybody who wants to come back at 6, I will be on Facebook in a watch party, which simply means you come on and you'll see something that'll say like watch party or whatever. What we're going to do is we are going to watch a video that we've uploaded of the Tribe Success Talks. We took some of your tribe members and we asked them, like, how do you best use accountability and what do you do? And so we're uploading that video, and then I'm going to watch it with you and talk to you in the comments and all that kind of good stuff. And that's what a watch party is. We started those last month in February. We tested them in January. We put them on the schedule for February. And then we're going to continue them in March. So they're not going away. A lot of people like the watch parties. If you come into a watch party, guys, Facebook is still like, you know, their feed is a little odd. So like if you're looking for me live, if you're looking for a watch party and you come into where you think we're supposed to be and you don't see us, what I typically do is we'll search for the person's name. So if you search for Corinne Crabtree, then a lot of times you'll find like, oh, there she is live, or oh, there she is in the watch party. Or you can, for a watch party, just search the term watch party, and then it will show you inside the Facebook group where to look. But just make sure you're inside our Facebook group when you do that. Don't do it in your main news feed or you'll get anybody's watch party pop up. So tonight, that's what we're going to be doing. We'll be wrapping up the accountability program, which is awesome. And now let's talk about what's coming up in March. So I'm real excited. We have a couple new things that we're going to be doing. Number one is we have the deep dive into taking control over your overeating coming up. So that will, Jody said, oh, well, let me answer this question. Can't make the watch party tonight. Will I be able to watch their success story video another time? Yeah, we upload it to video, upload it to Facebook just so we can do a watch party. But the success stories are always, like, if you go over to pnptribe.com, go to the accountability program, it will be the fourth lesson in there. So that video is stored there. It's also going to be uploaded into the private member podcast. It will be in the courses. This tonight's success story video is part of the accountability program. So it's not like, it's not just a normal Zoom or something. This is a video that we created for you guys. So we are doing the taking control module. This is how you can best prepare. You are going to, if I was you, this is what I would do. I would go over to pnptribe.com. I would go to the No BS. I would pull up module 5, which is taking control. And I would listen to those lessons to make sure you have a good grasp on the basics of handling an overeat. Then what I would do is I would hold tight and be super excited, because the entire month of March, you are going to be learning how to really dive into overeating. Like, we are going to talk about the difference between mouth hunger and the difference between belly hunger. We are going to talk about the difference between a craving and a food urge. We are going to talk about how to identify them and how to start finding patterns, what to do with them. We're going to dive into diet beliefs and how do you identify your current diet beliefs? How do you gut a diet belief? And then how do you reframe it? Sorry, I've got hair like somewhere on my face. It's driving me crazy. Then what I would do is be even more excited, because I'm going to teach you how to do the new recovery worksheet, because we have two. There's going to be what I call the recovery worksheet for somebody who's really ready to dig deep and figure out this bullshit once and for all. Then there's the 2-minute drill. For the people who are either like, I'm a little nervous about digging that deep, so I just need to kind of like put my toe in the water of the recovery worksheet. Or, like, I'm in a super big hurry, I've got a really busy job, I tend to eat M&Ms, and I need to just do one real quick. It's called the 2-minute drill recovery worksheet. So I've created both of those for you guys. But the entire month is going to be spent on just talking more in depth about overeating and off-plan eating and what the differences are. And a lot of you really struggle with it, and I'm going to be like giving you some new, it's not just new tools, but new ways to think about it. A lot of you like get so caught up in the mindset that something's going wrong because you want to overeat. So then you don't work on it. And it's like, oh my God, if you ever are not going to have problems like with your brain wanting to overeat, and you think that's a problem, then you'll never lose weight. Get your shit straight. Because let me just tell you, for the rest of your life, if you're a human being, especially living in the United States, you will want to overeat at times. That's not a problem. What the problem is that you do so much bullshit around beating yourself up over having cravings and stuff, you don't actually take action to just like do something about it. You're doing too much bullshitting around with it. So we're going to talk about all that stuff next month. To find the program, super easy. You log in to pnptribe.com. Guys, just to make sure everybody understands, that's your membership site. That's where everything happens. Facebook is where we chat. The membership site is where all the information is stored. So like, if you're like, am I going to be able to watch this? Is there a replay? Is there any of that? Like, yeah, go to pnptribe.com. Everything we record is stored there. Like every word that comes out of my mouth is there. Everything that comes out of the mouths of the coaches is always over there. If you miss something live and you want to find it, don't get frustrated because you can't find it in Facebook because you're looking in the wrong place. Go to pnpdrop.com. There's a button at the top called video replays. Everything is there. Every single thing is right there. Okay? So, you will, this month we're going to be doing the overeating, and you'll go over to the bonus courses. These are all considered bonuses. No BS is like the flagship program of PNP. This is where we always come back to our basics. We always re-listen and do those things. This month's bonus is going to be the deep dive into overeating. So if you go to bonuses, it's over there now. There are no videos yet because we're doing them all live time this month. So on Monday, let me give you the dates. On Monday, March 4th, will be the workshop. So this is where you want to print your workbook that I've given you. Guys, it's a great workbook. Seriously, I was so enamored with myself writing it. I know that sounds crazy, but I was just like, oh my God, best work ever. Are you serious? So we will be doing a workshop on that night. I hope you guys have your workbooks with you so that you can kind of follow along and read with me. There are places to answer questions in there and stuff like that. You can go ahead and read it now if you'd like. You can go ahead and do some of the stuff that's in there, but it's really good stuff. It's like we do an if only. How many times have you said, if only I could lose weight? I would, if only I lost weight, then I could be happy. Then I could like, you know, buy new clothes. I could do all these things. There is a worksheet called the If Only that was inspired by my friend Jane and I's conversation. And I was like, oh, I'm coming up with an If Only. And then that's what I did so that you could see that you can start living so much of your life now. Because when you start living your life now, it's so much easier to lose your weight. So anyway, it's really, really good. That is the entire focus of March. So on March 4th is the workshop. On March 11th, all of these are at 6 p.m. Central Time, guys. We will have, the workshop will be in Zoom. Everything is on your pnptribe.com calendar. So if you go to pnptribe.com and you go to your, Get Coached button. Yeah, Get Coached. The training calendar is like, it'll say training, like PNP Tribe training calendar. Or if you just log into pnptribe.com and you scroll down, you will see the entire training calendar. So all of these dates are on there like they always are. So any training we're doing this month, you can always find it. March 4th or March 11th will be the Q&A on all things. So we're going to do the workshop on the 4th, and on the 11th, we will do a Facebook Live Q&A where you can ask all the questions you want about all the overeating stuff. On March the 18th, we will be doing coaching. So there will be people who will be picked, handpicked by Kathy, who are struggling with 3 different types of overeating. We will send an email out for you to submit if you want to be the person coached. But we have very specific things we want you to be struggling with. And then that's what we are going to be coaching on. Then on the 25th, we're going to have success stories of people who have used recovery worksheets, who have done realistic planning. Like, all of this stuff is inside this new deep dive into overeating and off-plan eating. And one of the things that you're going to learn this month is we're going to really start separating out the differences between eating off-plan and overeating, because sometimes it can be both. Sometimes it can be one or the other. So we're going to talk even more about that. Gaining some awareness and clarity around what's happening is everything. And you're going to learn that this month too, because I must say, awareness is the first key 5,000 times in this program. And then that's how that program is going to roll. The next exciting thing that we have coming up in March is, if you go on over, let me pull it up just to make sure I give you the exact right address. I don't want to give you the wrong place. If you go over to pnptribe.com and you click on community, you are going to see the new meetup calendar. What this is that we are going to help you guys. Right now, there's no events because no one's done one yet. So don't get freaked out if you're looking, you're like, I don't see any events. We don't have any on here yet. The meetups calendar is when you guys are having your own local meetups and stuff. You now can click and send us a submission form that has all the information about your meetup, and it can get included on a main calendar form. Mary Jo is going to make sure that all of those are added to the calendar, so that if you are like, I wonder when Nashville's next meetup is, or I wonder, you know, if anybody's having a meetup in my area, you can go over here and check and see, so that you can, like, we can just kind of see like what all's happening inside PMP. We also have instructions on how to create a meetup, so that if you want to start one inside of the Facebook group, we give you instructions on how to do it. But this just gives us like one calendar that just shows us where everything is happening all over the place. And it's a lot easier, like, if you see a meetup happening in your area and you just didn't know it, then you could say like, oh wow, let me contact the person who's organizing it. And then y'all can start forming your own little list of, here's the local people, here's the people who are within, you know, 25-30 miles of me. So if we want to get together and go to Panera and like do the workbook together, you know, or if you just want to go drink coffee and talk, you could always do that too. But I prefer you to just work all the time, if you don't mind. But we also have the new meetups function in here. And so that's going to be really exciting, and something we've been trying to get rolled out for a long time now. That function will just get better and better, but this is our, what I call, version 1. So we just wanted to get it out so that we could start figuring out what else we need and what maybe my husband can program for us and all that kind of good stuff. And then let me move over to here and trying to think if there was anything else coming up this month. I don't think we have a load of stuff coming up for this month. I think we tried to keep it pretty chill by just focusing on overeating and focusing on the meetups. The other big things are Don't Stop Believing race, guys. It's almost in the sellout stage. It's pretty close. If you want in, we are wrapping it up on March 10th, and we're not letting anyone else sign up after March 10th. So if you're wanting to do the Don't Stop Believing, now is the time. There's also spots still left for the 2 days with me, the VIP event. So if you want to come and you want to actually do some coaching and like digging deep and do all of those kind of things, go ahead and get signed up for Don't Stop Believing now. If you're going to sign up for the 2 day, we'll make sure you can get in for the race. But I don't remember how many spots. We maybe have like 10 spots or so left of the 2 day. But if you want to do that, you need to go ahead and get signed up now, because we have to wrap things up by March 10th, just because at that point we're into the training schedule to where, you know, we just want to make sure people have plenty of time to train with us and stuff. In that group, here's what you get. So you're going to get not only your training plan and stuff, which I think is great, but I think the best part is about doing our race is, especially for a lot of you who've never done a race, is we're going to teach you like mental mindset. So like this Saturday, I went live in that group to just talk about like the thought change that you're going to go through as you do it. Like, how are you going to like listen to yourself during your runs? And how does that play out in the rest of your diet life? And how do you like, how are you going to be thinking about yourself as you train? Because a lot of people that train for races and stuff never lose weight. And it's because they adopt the absolute wrong mindset. And so I talk to them about the mindset I want them starting off with. So not only will I be popping up live in there doing a lot of the like just motivational mindset work, Jill Angie's coming in, who is, she's a podcaster, like a famous running podcaster for, she's a tribe member also, but she works specifically with women who at any size want to start running. And so she wrote our program for us, and she's also going to be our guest Q&A person every month, who is going to talk about all the like just making sure that you get across the finish line with the right bra, feeling good, injury prevention, just all the things that you need to know. So she's doing that, but I think the biggest difference with our race with other ones is we're more like, we're just trying to transform your life. Like, I'm not just going to be like, all right, sign up, let's get a medal and woohoo, this is fun. It's more about, who are you going to become? Are you going to challenge yourself? Are you going to keep showing up? Are you going to like all of the things? I think races are so good at teaching us as people who have, please don't take this wrong, but this is how I was. I was someone who limited myself because of my weight for so many years. I limited myself on the kind of man I could have. I limited myself on the kind of job I could have, the clothes I could wear, if I could go to the gym or not. Was I good enough for a workout class? Should I enter a race? I limited myself in so many ways all because of my weight. And I think that when you are, you know, trying to change your life, not just your size, but like truly, like, I don't want you guys to just lose your weight. I want you to like fucking become a different person. Like, teaching you how to quit limiting yourself, there's almost no better way than like, well, let's just sign up and do something that we've always thought only the thin people did, or only the athletic people, or only whoever did. And I mean, like, for me, when I started doing stuff like that, it was such a teaching experience. I remember the first time I ran in a sports bra. I mean, I had only lost like probably 30, 40 pounds. And it was like balls ass hot in Nashville. It was like in the July. So you can imagine. It's like a soup outside at 100 degrees. And I was fucking toast. And I wouldn't wear shorts back then because of my legs. And, you know, I had all my drama. Well, I remember being out there, and I'd run out of water, and I was doing one of my longer runs. And for me to run 6 miles was just about a 2-hour event. I mean, it was just, you know, I was out there for a long time. And I remember thinking, this is fucking ridiculous. Because I had, not only like was I worried about my shape and stuff, but I also had like a fucking cotton t-shirt on, because nobody ever told me that wearing cotton was a bad idea back in the day. And so I just took my shirt off and was like, somebody's going to have to deal with this. Like, at that point, that happened. And I remember when I got home telling Chris how proud I was that I had prioritized my own comfort over what I thought somebody else would think. Now, the entire time I was running, I also saw the eyes dart to my stomach the entire time. I also saw them like looking at me. But I was like, no, we're doing this. And it proved to me that I needed to start getting over how I looked and start getting more invested in the like actual running part and the actual being an athlete part. So it was just a big moment for me. But I think that's one of the reasons why I adore our race, because it's like, I get what it's like. You know, you're going to have to challenge yourself just like we do in weight loss. But it's such a good parallel to seeing how you think over there. Because, like, when you have that goal of doing the race, you see yourself, like, saying, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And a lot of times with food, guess what we do? We don't do it anyway. And it's like, so how do you make those goals equivalent? Like, what are you thinking for that goal that you need to be thinking over here? So, like, signing up for races to me has always seemed like such a good way to teach somebody mindset. So we're just doing all kinds of stuff along those lines. This year, the race weekend's a little different. I'm doing a big motivational speech. We have a ballroom this year. We're not doing it in the lobby for everybody who was there last year. We're actually going to have tables and stuff, and I'm going to get us ready and going and juiced up for the race. And then on Sunday, we're going to be breaking it down, because just like, I want you guys to think about when you lose weight, a lot of you are just like, well, what do you do in maintenance? You feel so lost because you've had this goal. You know, that's why people are always wanting to know what the maintenance plan is. Like, the maintenance plan is the same. It's like you either became someone who was going to keep their weight off for the rest of your life, or you were a dieter, one or the other. And understanding who you were through the process is everything. We're going to be doing the same thing as runners. It's like we're either becoming runners, becoming walkers, becoming fitness enthusiasts, becoming athletes, or we're training for a race. And it's so important to understand the difference, because the day after the race is over, if the goal is gone, what do you have left? The only thing you have left is the person you became throughout the process. And so understanding that, and then taking that from that day, that's what we're going to study that entire Sunday, is the person you became and what is she going to be doing now, and identifying who you became. And if you didn't become a runner, you didn't become a lifelong athlete, you didn't become these things, how do you do that now? That's got to be the new goal. So we're going to be doing a lot of that on that Sunday, workshopping that and understanding, where do you go from here? How do you motivate yourself to do it when there's not a big old Corinne at the finish line ready to hug you? For a lot of you, that's super motivating. I understand. I love me too. I'd like to run into my own damn arms sometimes. But it's like knowing that that is a key piece, you have to figure out your next key piece. Let's see. So Don't Stop Believing. And then camp's coming up in April. Girls, for who are coming, it's right around the corner. So that'll be exciting. It's all sold out. Once we finish the April camp, we will be opening up the October camp. So we won't open anything until we get done. So everybody who's wondering when October camp will open, it will be after April camp is finished. And then we are also, just so you guys know, we are changing the opening so that I want to tell you guys, for all of you, I know a lot of you have friends who want to join PNP. We are doing what's called a limited opening this time. So I'm finally moving. All y'all know I bought a house. And you're probably wondering, when are you going to actually like enjoy this new house that you've bought? It's only a year old. We had so few things we needed to do to it, but we have had people just, if you read my journal here in PNP, it's in the Facebook group, go to units. There's a journal, and I have started talking about my frustrations with it and some of the things that I've been deciding about it. So you can get the latest updates there. But essentially, I think we're moving in officially the end of March. That is the date that we have set. The designer who is like helping me with some of the stuff, she does not know this yet because she is on vacation, and she'll find out when she gets back. But that's when we're going to move. So we are going to do the opening on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th only. There's not going to be a back to basics challenge. It's just going to be, we're just going to open, and people who want to be here will be here. And that's the way we're going to roll. And so make sure you let your friends know that if they want to be in the tribe, this is the last opening until the middle of June. I will not be opening before this race. The camp and Don't Stop Believing are my two big priorities outside of all of you. So when we bring the babies in for April, Corinne only has three priorities in this world. It will be PNP Tribe, PNP Tribe, and PNP Tribe. That's it. So they can't get in. There will not be another opening. There will be nothing for them until the middle of June. So make sure you tell your friends that if they want in, they need to go to pnptribe.com and sign up for the wait list so that they do not miss it, because it will only be open for 3 days. And once we close, we close. I am very specific about that. I do not like sit there and stay open an extra week and do all that hoo-la drama. It's like, no, no, no. I got peoples to work with. So that's how I do it. Does anybody have any questions? Let me pull up, and just in case, Kathy usually types in my questions if I have any, but I don't think, usually on this one, we don't really have any questions. But if y'all have any, let me know, and I will answer them super fast. And Kathy, if I'm missing anything, let me know if I'm missing anything. I think that's everything. I know it feels so light. Well, let me tell you a couple of little things about just like how to use this stuff in the tribe. We have units now, so don't forget, in Facebook group, you can go to the units. That's just where we're, the only things that are going to be in the units is making it an easy, easy place for you guys to find my stuff. So like, if I create a post that is, say, you know, like a, like, let me talk about restriction, let me talk about this or whatever, we're saving those there for the really good ones. So they're like learning nuggets. My videos are all going in there so that you don't have to like look in other areas for videos and stuff. My journal is in there. I'm also in the exercise group, guys. I am posting my exercise schedule every week in the Fit Exercisers. And it's not that exciting, but a lot of people like to know when I'm exercising. So just in case, is the price for PNP going up? Yes, it is. Not for you guys though. That's the beauty of being a member. Once you're a member, guys, how I roll is we do, we grandfather everything, which means that when you join, whatever your joining fee is, it is your lifetime fee as long as your membership is uninterrupted. So like, let's say you leave and come back like in 6 months or something, you come back at the current rate. And you also have to pay that $289 again, which is that $289 pays for all of our setup, like for me to get like everything set up on our back end and all that kind of stuff. So if you stay though, you never have to pay that joining fee again and you never have your membership go up. But it is going up this round. We're going to $59 a month. So let your friends know it's now $59 a month. Will there be a wait list for October camp? Because I'm so going. We haven't even opened camp yet for October, so there's no wait list yet. So you'll be able to get in. We haven't done signups for that at all. The overeating guys, Kathy, let me answer some of those out loud, because if they're asking questions about how the program rolls, if I say it out loud, nobody's going to see your comments in the replays. And there's only 124 members out of 3,300 on here. So we want to make sure that I announce some of that stuff out loud. The video, this course, the workshop itself on Monday night is going to be pretty long. It's probably going to be at least an hour. It might even, whatever your current rate is, it stays that way. That workshop is going to be probably 60 to 90 minutes long. We're just going to do like, I have a big old keynote where I'm going to teach it. This one I wanted to teach versus doing individual videos for. And I have a really good reason behind that. There's a flow that goes with this one. And there's a few places where I want to be able to ask questions and have dialogue with people commenting. So some months, like when we did accountability, I think I did it that way. Or no, when I did the deep dive into basics, we did it that way. Some months I want to teach it as like a workshop. And then some months I want to teach it as like a course. So this one is more going to be a deep dive into the course materials we already have. And I wanted to be able to teach it live, especially because we have so many new worksheets with it for people who want to use worksheets. I wanted to make sure that the questions that like I don't answer in the workshop get answered during the workshop. Because a lot of times like I think I'm really clear and I'm not really clear. So that's always helpful for me. Let's see. Look, there was something else I saw. Are there mentor groups for the race, like for camp? Yes, we are going to have race mentors this time also. So we actually have to have a few more mentors for the race, but we will have mentor groups that will pop up for that one. And they're coming to the race and they're not racing. They may be on the course some, but their job So the way, I think this is another reason why it makes us so special. They're not pacers. So like if you go to a regular race, guys, what happens is you have like pace groups. And a pacer is someone who's like trying to make sure you keep this pace. What we have is we just have mentors who are going to make sure that they walk with groups that want some support. We're not there to keep your pace. There's no finish time on my race. I don't care how damn long it takes you to finish. I will be at the finish line. I think I was there until we started at like 6. I think I was there at like 6 o'clock in the morning last June, and I think I left at 12:45. So it is like there will be no way that, I mean, I would have to die of heat stroke, and y'all will be burying me on the greenway for me not to be like at the finish line. So I will be there until the last racer comes across the finish line, and I don't care how long you take. I've told you guys this story 1,000 times, but my best friend who got me started in all this, I cannot tell you how many races that she sat in the car and read a book so that somebody was there when I finished, because she is like a 2-hour marathoner. And I, back in the day, was like a 4.5-hour, a half marathoner. And I was a 4.5-hour half marathoner. So she would wait 2.5 hours on me after she'd already run her race, just so she could make sure I got my medal and that I had a snack and a bottle of water and someone there for me. And it always meant a lot to me. I just wanted to be able to, like, when I decided to do my race, there were two things that I wanted to happen. I didn't want finish lines to be torn down, and I always wanted there to be somebody there to welcome somebody back. And so we do that. And, you know, I don't require all the racers to stay until the last person finishes, because it's a long day. And when you've done your race, you'd like to go home. But me and the coaches, you know, we're going to be there. We're going to make sure that you guys have, you know, your finish line and your medal and your picture and everything. So it's just, I don't know, it's a treat. It's not that, like, everybody's like, isn't it a big deal? And I'm like, no, it's not that big a deal. It's like, if there's anybody in the world who could entertain themselves with their own thoughts, it's me. I do it all the time. And I for sure can do it on that day too. So it's such a good event, guys. It's such a good event. Okay. I think that's it, everyone. If I have forgotten anything, I know one thing we wanted to tell you guys that I think I am forgetting. Facebook Lives. So we, now that we're getting bigger, we are going to be asking all of you, if you're going to do a Facebook Live, will you start doing them in the stories and not in the main news feed? One of the things that's happening is that we love that you guys do Facebook Lives and stuff, but when you put it in the stories, they retire, and it's a lot easier for the tribe members to find the Facebook Lives that I'm doing or that the coaches are doing or things like that. So the other thing too is if you want coaching and stuff, like if you're going to do a Facebook Live and you want coaching, make sure that you guys like go to ask coaches for it, because here's the issue. If you are doing a Facebook Live and 10 of your friends want the same kind of help, then that means the coaches are having to watch all of those lives to kind of figure out what to coach on. And so it's, you know, right now we only have a couple of people doing them, and that's fine. But if we ever had, let's say, 20 a day doing them, then the coaches would do nothing but watch Facebook Lives all day long. And let me just say, they've got other things to do. I'm always giving them stuff that they need to be doing for you guys. So, but putting them in the stories. So we, in our Facebook group, we have the stories capability. And I've been trying to put more pictures in the stories and stuff. It's such a good way to, share things. So if you want to post pictures, just things that, you know, you just like, if you don't want feedback, you just want to like post a little quick picture or something cute. Stories are always a cool way to do it. And then I think, well, you know, I need to even look it up. I don't even know if you can post a video in stories. I know you can in Instagram, but let me look up in Facebook, because it's a little different. I love when I pull my Facebook feed up and I see friends with smiling faces. That's always happy. You know, I don't even know if I can see stories on the computer. I don't think I can. We will find out. Let's see. I don't know. Does anybody know how the stories on Facebook works while we're just sitting here? Will you ever add more amazing coaches as we grow? I am sure I will, but right now, my amazing coaches don't even work full-time yet. So we have, we're just really good at our systems, guys. So, you know, I just don't have them doing a lot of like bullshit work. We're always just working on stuff for you guys. So it just makes it to where we can just, you know, we coach all the time. In fact, I'm always surprised at how fast we can coach. Let's see. They have to be live. I will play around with stories. They have to be lives. So do they have to be lives or can they upload a video to stories? I'm pretty sure you can add a video to stories on Facebook. It may not be live, but you can do a video. Okay. See, that's what I was thinking. So let's do this. If you want to do a video and you want to talk, just shoot a video on your phone and then you're going to put it into stories. And that's for all of the tribe members. And then that will keep our video feed clean. Mary Jo's going in there and deleting old ones anyway, just so that we don't have like so much stuff in there. But like if you guys will post your videos in stories, that will be really helpful. And they do roll off every 24 hours, but you know, stories are similar to Snapchat stories. All right. So let's just play with it this month. It's not going to hurt anything. And then if somebody posts a live, it's not that big a deal. It's just that if you want one of the coaches, though, to respond to a live, make sure you go to Ask Coaches. I don't want to start having the coaches watch videos. I just think that for the speed of the tribe, plus also, you know, if there's just something about, like, I'm going to tell you, when we're coaching, seeing you write it down is super helpful because we can pull out the exact words that you wrote down. And it's always a little bit more impactful when you're like, oh, wow, I typed that. There's no arguing my typed word. Sometimes you can say things out loud and be like, well, that's not what I really meant. When you type something, it's really... you know, it's like it comes out of your brain. Not that it doesn't when it comes out of your mouth, but people rarely say that's not what I mean when they actually typed it. When they say it with their mouth, a lot of times they'll say, well, that's not really what I meant. This is what I meant. And so anyway, it's just a different nuance. But yeah, if you want coaching, go to Ask Coaches. That's the best place to get it. And you'll get it within 24 hours, which is always amazing. All right. That's it. I'm going to get out of here, guys. I'm on my period today. I don't know if you guys can tell by this amazing look on my face. I was like, I'm not wearing makeup today. My face always, my rosacea breaks out when I'm on my period, as you can tell. I'm up 4 pounds, if anybody's interested. Yes, I always weigh in on my period. And this was, let me tell you my power thought this morning. Well, you're going to be disappointed today. So that everyone knows that I too am like get in the shitter sometimes with my own thoughts. And I remember I must have fought it like 5 times before I was like, will you quit fucking thinking that? It's like you're only going to be disappointed if you decide you're going to be disappointed. And I was like, okay, you're on your period. It is what it is. But I like to, like, guys, I swear to God, some of the best mental work I ever do is when I know that I'm going to feel disappointed because of how I'm thinking, I do the very thing I'm most afraid of anyway, so that I can experience being disappointed and not getting jacked up about it. It makes you stronger when you can like say, I know that my tendency is going to want to feel this. I know that like whatever. Like even if you know you're going to be upset or you're going to be tempted or whatever, and you do it anyway, like when it's almost like when you decide to consciously do it, it's not as bad because somewhere in you believes, yeah, but I can handle the disappointment, but I can handle the temptation, because you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't think you could handle it. And on some level, right? Or you're going to attempt to do it. So high five, period sister. I'm telling you, there's no one like the queen. Let me tell you too, the more muscle you carry, The more weight you gain in fluctuations and stuff. I'm just going to say, like, but it does not keep me from lifting my weights and doing my shit. But, oh my God, I ever do a heavy leg day, I have my period, every muscle wants to swell with water. And it's just like, boom, it just happens. So anyway, this morning I was like, you're just going to be disappointed over and over again until I was like, quit fucking saying that, Corinne. Like, this is not helpful. We're going to have a decent day. And so I did my downloads, and what I told myself was this. I get to be productive today, but also easy with myself. So I scheduled the things that had to be done today and nothing more. Everything else after that was like, I scheduled a nap. I scheduled like some breather time. I scheduled, basically I have what I call my 45 minutes of just lay around and be crampy time. So I have a nap coming up, but this morning I had about 45 minutes where I was just like, just sit on the fucking couch and don't do anything. Like, just be, get the mind all going and like get it all collected. Because I knew that once I came in here, I was going to want to focus for like 3 straight hours, and which I did. So high five to me. But now I'm going to be drinking even more water and moving on with my day. I have my nap coming up soon. I'll take another 20-minute little like siesta break. And then I'm going to get my pajamas on and I'm going to lay in the bed and work for the rest of the day. With the world's biggest diaper on. And then my cat Lucy will be thrilled. And then I will see you guys for the watch party tonight. But it's like low level grind today. I never plan anything seriously hard on the first day because I feel like such shit. And Elaine, I saw you on here. I've already told Chris that he needs to stop by Cracker Barrel tonight and bring mama some chicken livers. My iron gets so low. And guys, I love chicken livers. And I was like, today's the day. Bring them home, Papa. I'm going to need them if I got to get through this week. So y'all have a good one. I hope you enjoyed the new show, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.